Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome Will Z with us. Will Z Stats. That's just the name of the podcast now. There's ideas for the new name of the Zcast, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
No, it's funny though.
No, I love it.
I got a pop out of that.
I love it, man. I love it.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. Will got the mic set up, man. Oh, we ready to cook right now. It's playoff Will Z here. Mm. Postseason form. Mm. Kings, Warriors, and Will, just like us, we're all just keep glancing at the clock. Is it 7 o'clock yet?
Yeah. I'm glad there's a 4:30 game. It'll help pass the time a little bit more. If they was just waiting for 7, oh, it'd be brutal.
I'm glad we got another show to get us till 7 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, we've done this so many times over the last 2 years. What is it? What if I made you pick one stat, which one is it?
Easy. 3-point shooting. Mm. Especially with these two teams, it's the third and fourth most 3-point attempts in the league. Kings at 39.3, Warriors at 38.9, and both limit opponent looks really well inside. The Warriors 20 field goal attempts in the restricted area for their opponents. That's fewest in the league. The Kings are at 23. That's the third fewest. So you're not going to get as many looks at the rim, I think, against the Warriors. So with knowing that, how both of these teams like to shoot the three, I think it's so, I always say it, it's so cliche, but I really just think it's going to come down to who can make their shots from beyond the arc tonight. Which is so boring in terms of pregame analysis, but sometimes it is what it is.
It's real. It's real. That's real. That's what it comes down to. And that's what it, at the very least, you know, the Warriors, maybe they have other ways, but for this version of the Kings with no Monk, no Herder, that's what it is. Cause like you just mentioned, mm-hmm. they're going to get them up. Man, they're going to have to hit, I want to go crazy, but definitely like 15 to 18 threes a night if they want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
They've got to hit that. And it's got to be like, you know, to what everybody was talking about last week, it's got to be the right percentage, right? Like if they hit 15 or 18, but they shoot 58 again, they're probably not going to win. But, you know, if they're able to hit, you could tell me what a good percentage would be, but if they're able to hit 43% of their threes on the night, you know, no matter how many they take to get to that point, then they should get the W. It is that simple. You know what I mean?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, some quick math. They're 12-3 when they're over 43%. Mm. So that looks like a great number to shoot for. I think Keon, it'll be really interesting to see how many threes he takes tonight. Both, I think him and Davion are, I don't know. I keep trying to think of like who's the X factor in the Zcast. I went with Trey Lyles just because I think he'll get a ton of minutes with the way the teams match up and how they went small ball last season, last postseason. So I keep bouncing between either him or Keon being the X factor, but having the role players hit their threes, I think is just going to be probably the most important part. I think Fox, odds are he's going to have hopefully a good game. Like if Fox doesn't have a good game, the Kings aren't going to win. I think it's pretty simple to say that. Mm-hmm. So it'll come down to, can the others for the Kings have those perfect games like we talked about last week? I think they have to in order to win, and against a potent offense in the Warriors, that'll be even more crucial. Yeah,
man. I just took kind of a quick glance here. The Kings shot, your number was 43%.
Yep.
The Kings shot over 43% against the Warriors once. In fact, they shot over 40% against the Warriors once. They did win that game. Yeah, this year. Okay. Just in the four games this year.
Gotcha. Have they shot bad in the other games from three?
Yeah. they shot 12 of 40, 30% in one. 11 of 35, 31.4% in another. Those were the two losses. In the third game, they shot 15 of 44. That was good for 34.1%. And then it was the last game in January where they scored 134 points. Mm-hmm. They shot 22 of 48, 45.8%. The flip side to that, the Warriors shot 19 of 37 for 51.4%.
Which game was that? The one
we marveled at the game that Harrison scored 39 and the Kings won by one. The reason they won by one was because the Warriors shot 51% from three.
I remember that aspect of that game. That's right. I was thinking, wasn't that the same one that they squeaked out? Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, all of them were squeaked out.
Interesting note on that game is I was looking and thinking, like, if Steph has a big game and another player has a big game, that's probably a recipe for disaster, and you're going to lose that game. It's happened once this season that the Warriors have had two 30-point scores, Steph and someone else. Mm-hmm. It was that game. It was him and Jonathan Kuminga, 33 for Steph, 31 for Kuminga. And the 1 point loss. So I just thought it was kind of funny. That's stats crazy, are like that, man. Sometimes.
Goodness gracious.
Like, not exactly what I thought I was going to find, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, that's really the key for me is, and it's another key, right? Not just a three-point shot, but for both teams. What are the others doing? If the others outside of Sabonis and Fox for the Kings are stepping up and playing their game, playing well, maybe one person plays a little bit above their head or something like that, they should win. The others for the Warriors, outside of Steph, if Wiggins has a big game, you know, if Kuminga plays really well, if you get somebody like a Podge, Draymond, or TJD to play a game. Now they, you know, that's going to lead to them possibly winning. So much like all these games in the playoffs, you expect the stars to be stars, but then you look for the others to step up their game for whoever the winning team is.
Yeah, and it's kind of scary because especially with like Pods and Trace Jackson Davis, they are such hustle players. They both love offensive rebounds. So I know Kings fans are all, I think, a little mortified of offensive rebounds after last postseason. So even with Kevon Looney not playing, the Warriors are still a very good offensive rebounding team with those two kind of leading the charge in it. So you have to know, maybe they're not the most skilled players as rookies, but they bring hustle and they bring something that helps that team win. Dog so anxious. Well,
that barking comes through a little different on the microphone versus the phones. That's okay. Oh, the dog's still barking. Will had to mute everything. That dog is not interested in talking about Kings Warriors.
No, man,
today.
He's hyped up. He's hyped up. Everybody is.
Will probably got a package delivered. The FedEx guy knocked on the door and threw everything off.
Yeah,
it's a dog friendly. It's a dog friendly show.
Absolutely,
here. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. I can't remember what. Oh, Will, you brought up Trace Jackson Davis's name. He's kind of a new wrinkle to this conversation. Yeah. Trace and Keon are kind of new to this whole thing, as they both kind of emerged later in the season. Of course, the NBA had to cram all of their games into the first part of the season. They haven't played since January. I think it was 25th. Let's start with Trace Jackson Davis. What sort of difficulties does he bring into the equation for Sacramento?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The Kevon Looney was such a key aspect to the playoff series that I feel like they could bring him out and he could get a substantial role tonight, but it feels like that's such a huge part that we aren't really going to see again because of the new players involved. I don't know too much of Trace Jackson Davis's game. I know I looked at some numbers and he's holding opponents to like 65% shooting in the restricted area, which is about average. I'd like to see Sabonis maybe go in and test him if Sabonis is being guarded by him. I wouldn't be surprised also if Draymond gets that assignment to start or if they go back and forth. But I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how he holds up against Sabonis. And I wish I had more of an answer with numbers involved. I don't really have them for him, unfortunately.
Nah, you're straight. You're straight.
Adam makes a great point. We should remind everybody about Farmer's Dog. Right. A healthy life starts with a healthy food.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would bring that up. Good call by Adam.
On the flip side, once again, Steph Curry, guarding Steph Curry. We've got numbers and a sample size of what Keegan Murray can do, but I don't feel like we've really seen what Keon can do when guarding Steph Curry. And can you possibly tell me, and you don't have to look the specific numbers, but just what you remember, what were the numbers last year when Davion was guarding him in the playoffs? Because I remember in those first two games, it seemed like Davion did a really good job. And then Mike Brown, in favor of a little offense, went away from it later in the series. But those three guys, and you could even throw Fox in there because I think he's going to get an opportunity as well. How do they affect or just make things difficult for Steph Curry if they do?
Yeah, I think I love that they have – sorry, I'm getting a bit of an echo. Maybe that's just me. I love that they have multiple players that they can put on him. Looking at some numbers from this year, the person who's guarded him the most is Keegan Murray, 14 minutes. And then you have Chris Duarte at 941.
Let's not try that.
So, and that's just something that you're not going to see tonight, hopefully. Yeah. If we do, then...
probably went bad.
Hopefully won't. Yeah. And then bad. You get down to Davion and... it's just so funny. Everyone, like Steph just does well against everyone. I think Fox, by the numbers, has the best like defended field goal percentage against him. 6 of 14, 42.9% from the field, 2 of 7, 28.6% from 3 when guarded by Fox. Keegan, 7 of 11 from 3. So he's kind of able to get more three-point looks against Keegan, I think because of his just athleticism and shiftiness with that step back or getting around screens quicker. But the nice thing is that you can throw the kitchen sink at him, and if one thing isn't working, you have another. Like, four feasible options of players to have defend Steph between Keon Fox, Davion, and Keegan. Whereas for the Warriors, I don't know if they have that same type of defending versatility to guard Fox.
It's really just Wiggins and Kuminga. Really? I mean, they might try pods, you know, might try Clay, but I think Fox mixed him up a couple different times in the series last year. So it's really Wiggins and Kuminga, and Wiggins is probably a little more reliable. Like, Kuminga's good at it, but he's he doesn't have that defensive mentality as of yet. And, you know, he can bite on some things and maybe get in foul trouble. So it's a good point, man. If Wiggins is on him, and maybe you can get Wiggins in some foul trouble, that could change. That could swing the game. That could change some things.
Yeah. And I did pull up those numbers just now. Davion, when guarding Steph last postseason, Steph was 13 of 29. 44.8% from the field, and 4 of 14, 28.6% from three. So he was definitely the most effective in the playoffs. And having him be in such a good rhythm with this three-point shot is so crucial going into this game. They left him on an island last postseason. And are they going to do that again tonight? Maybe make him make his first few, test it, see if he'll hit him, and then guard him? Or do they continue to leave him open after he's hit a few threes? So I think that that will be a big thing for Davion, not only on offense, but to keep him in the game to be able to play defense with the short rotation especially.
Will, swing stat was the three-point shooting? Any other stat we need to keep an eye on? Any other matchup we need to keep an eye on?
Really interested to see the matchup between Wiggins and Barnes, two players that could show up or not show up. So I think that could be a swing stat in and of itself.
Yeah.
Is whoever gets the better version of that type of player would have a huge boost tonight.
I low key kind of like that one. Yeah. The Wiggins Barnes matchup. I like that. Yeah. That's good stuff. Will, we appreciate you. I know we'll talk to you again soon. I just don't know when. Hopefully it's Friday.
Or what about?
Hopefully it's Friday. Hopefully we're getting ready for another game. But we appreciate you, Will. Thank you for all the incredible work leading into tonight's game, and of course all of the incredible work all season. And man, I think we're gonna have one more together at least. Will, I think we're gonna have more together coming up on Friday.
Come on, man.
It feels like it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good going into tonight. Anxious, but good.
There you go. We appreciate you, Will. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.